Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Al Bumbrey. Batting second. The right fielder, Jim Dwyer. Batting third. The DH, Ken Singleton. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The left fielder, John Lowenstein. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Doug DeCinces. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dan Graham. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Lenz Okada. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Rich Dower. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Scott McGregor. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting second. The center fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ron Jackson. Batting fifth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting sixth. The DH, John Walkenfuss. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Lynn Jones. Batting 8th. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting 9th. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jack Morris. And now, play ball. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey hits a line drive towards short. Trammell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Dwyer moves to second. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is walked intentionally. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein hits a fly ball into right field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lowenstein. Trammell reaches second base with a double. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson bunts towards the mound. McGregor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Trammell moves to third. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray fields it and throws to home. Graham drops the ball. Trammell scores. Gibson moves to third. Kemp moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 1-0, Tigers. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a line drive into left field. Lowenstein picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Lowenstein. Gibson scores. Kemp scores. It's 3-0, Tigers. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Dwyer. Parrish reaches second base with a double. There goes Jackson trying to get to home. Dwyer throws the ball into Dower, who relays the ball to Graham, who tags Jackson, who came all the way from first, for the out. One out. John Walkenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walkenfuss hits a fly ball into left field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is walked intentionally. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Parrish moves to third. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins takes first base on ball four. Jones moves to second. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Parrish scores. Jones scores. Brookins moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 5-0, Tigers. Steve Stone now pitching. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Trammell takes first base on ball four. Whitaker moves to second. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gibson hits a fly ball into right field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is called out on strikes. Two outs. Len Sakata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sakata hits a fly ball into right field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-1 in the game. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kemp for the out. One out. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a pop-up towards short. Sakata settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sakata scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bumbrey takes first base on ball four. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dwyer takes first base on ball four. Bumbrey moves to second. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-1 in the game. Singleton bunts towards the mound. Morris fields it and throws to first for the out. Bumbrey moves to third. Dwyer moves to second. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Murray hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0-for-1 in the game. Wackenfuss takes first base on ball 4. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards third. DeCinces fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Brookins hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-0, Tigers. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Whitaker hits a fly ball into right field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-for-1 in the game. Lowenstein strikes out. One out. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces is 0-for-1 in the game. DeCinces takes first base on ball 4. Dan Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 0-for-1 in the game. Graham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Trammell takes first base on ball 4. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gibson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Dower settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-2 in the game. Kemp hits a pop-up towards third. DeCinces settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Jackson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. DeCinces settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Len Sakata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sakata is 0-for-1 in the game. Sakata hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower is 0-for-1 in the game. Dower hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bumbrey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Parrish hits a fly ball into center field. Bumbrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wackenfuss hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-0, Tigers. Len Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Jones hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Brookins takes first base on ball 4. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Whitaker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dwyer is called out on strikes. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-1 in the game. Singleton hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Murray strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and two walks. Trammell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jeff Schneider now pitching. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gibson strikes out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-3 in the game. Kemp takes first base on ball 4. Trammell moves to second. Steve Luber now pitching. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Trammell scores. Kemp moves to second. It's 8-0, Tigers. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Graham for a passed ball. Kemp moves to third. Jackson moves to second. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Parrish is walked intentionally. Richie Hebner pinch hits for John Wackenfuss. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner strikes out. Two outs. Rick Leach pinch hits for Lynn Jones. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bumbrey, who is chasing the ball. Leach reaches third base with a triple. Kemp scores. Jackson scores. Parrish goes all the way around to score. It's 11-0, Tigers. Mike Boedeker now pitching. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got one RBI. Brookins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Leach scores. It's 12-0, Tigers. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whitaker for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 12, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bill Fahey now catching. Rick Leach now playing right field. Mick Kelleher now playing second base. Dave Rozema now pitching. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-for-2 in the game. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lowenstein for the out. One out. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. DeCinces hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dan Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 0-for-2 in the game. Graham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kelleher fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 12, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and 2 walks. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sakata misplays the ball. That's an error on Sakata. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Gibson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A 2-run home run. It's 14-0, Tigers. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Kemp strikes out. Graham drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Kemp out. One out. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sakata scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bill Fahey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fahey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops it up and throws to first, with Boedeker covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 14, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Darryl Brown now playing center field. Marty Castillo now playing left field. Len Sakata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sakata is 0 for 2 in the game. Sakata hits a fly ball into left field. Castillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower is 0 for 2 in the game. Dower hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bumbrey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 14, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tim Stoddard now pitching. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0 for 1 in the game. Hebner takes first base on ball 4. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Leach hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Leach for the out. Hebner moves to second. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Brookins strikes out. 2 outs. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stoddard fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 14, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Stan Pappy now playing left field. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dwyer for the out. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 2 in the game. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Murray hits a fly ball into right field. Leach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 14, and Baltimore Orioles, 0. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.